The final gland that I want to talk about in this portion, we will talk about other glands later in the semester that do secrete hormones, the ovaries and the testicles, for example, when we talk about the reproductive system and others. But before we move on from the endocrine system, I want to talk about the pineal gland. And the pineal gland is a gland that's actually located in the brain. And it is, you may remember it from ANP1. It's going to be right above the superior colliculi and the inferior colliculi. You may want to take a look at your textbook and find the pineal gland so that you have a visual. Might help you remember it a little bit better. And the pineal gland, which is located fairly deep in the brain, is going to release primarily the hormone melatonin, which you may have heard of. Melatonin is has a variety of actions in the body. One is to help with regulating your day and night cycles. So it's involved with what's called a circadian rhythm, your day and night cycles of activity and rest of the body. So your body goes through natural cycles throughout a 24-hour period. For some animals, throughout seasons, there's going to be marked changes, and probably for humans as well, although for us it's a little more subtle. And so melatonin is going to be involved with those circadian rhythms. And there are some other actions of melatonin or effects of melatonin that I do want to talk about. One is to, it acts as an antioxidant for the central nervous system. So it may be involved in protecting the central nervous system neurons from free radicals. And another is to reduce a hormone called gonadotropin releasing hormone, which is normally released by the hypothalamus. And by reducing the amount of gonadotropin releasing hormone, melatonin actually helps to delay puberty. So it's involved in the timing of puberty in mammals.